Just an update on the injury report. We really have we had one player left the game, did not return. Anthony Jefferson did something to his arm. We'll further evaluate that. Keep you posted. Any questions?
John, what do you think of David Fales getting in that extended point time?
You know, I thought he did good. I thought really everybody we put out there tonight, you know, I was proud of their performance, how they went about it. You know, I think they executed our formula pretty good, and David was no different. I think he was a guy that got set back with some with a sickness early in camp, didn't get a lot of reps, but he looked pretty sharp tonight.
Do you think you have the flexibility to keep three quarterbacks, or will it all depend on how Jimmy checks out?
You know, we've got a lot of hard work. It's never an easy time of year for any coach in the National Football League. You got guys that have, you know, really worked hard, sacrificed a lot of time and effort, and I respect what they do, and, you know, we've got tough decisions, and we'll have to work through that, but we'll do everything in our power to pick the best 53.
Coach, how important was it to get some extra looks at Jordan Mills tonight, and what were you looking at mostly?
Well, I think it was important to get looks at everybody. You know, like I said, when you have to cut from 75 to 53, you know, it's never easy. So just from a numbers standpoint, and you know, I think it was important that everybody got looks, and, you know, no different with Mills.
Last time we spoke, what do you like about him?
Well, I think his in-line blocking, I think, is pretty effective. You know, we took some good looks at him. Our scouting department liked him. Our coaching staff looked at him. We didn't get a whole lot of looks tonight, but we had a few, and, you know, he'll be in that mix as well.
John Bostic was in uniform.
Go ahead.
John Bostic was in uniform and didn't play ankle, or what was?
Well, we had a bunch of guys in uniform didn't play, you know, so he was one of them. I've been pleased with the young guy. I mean, I think it's been well documented. We like him. We did draft him. You know, I think he's had a good camp, and, you know, he had another good performance tonight. I thought Kadeem ran it hard. I think Quiz ran it hard. You know, so again, you know, it's never a fun moment, but, you know, making decisions on what 53 to keep. You know, I think all those guys ran the ball very effectively and have throughout camp.
Lamar really started to get the reps they got in the first half. Was that more because you just wanted to get the more experience? You were still trying to evaluate their potential place in the roster?
Well, I think it's important for guys to get ready for the regular season. And, you know, they hadn't had a whole lot of playing time. They both are coming off of fairly serious injuries from a year ago. You know, getting a better feel for our scheme and our defense. You know, so all those are important matters as you get ready for, you know, the regular season.
Losing and doing this for a long
time,
does the preseason record mean anything to you?
You know, I honestly can't remember very many of them. August is kind of my groundhog month because I've been doing this for 35 years. You know, but I think, you know, with a new staff, I think it's probably a little more critical because you're teaching new schemes, and, you know, it's been 4 years and then 9 years before that since, you know, you are new. So you try to take advantage of everything because they are learning something new. You know, they're going to be competing against guys that maybe have been doing it for a minute in their respective schemes. So, you know, this game's only fun when you win. You know, and that's, you know, when you're competitive, you compete really everything, including preseason.
What did you take away from seeing some of your depth players play tonight? What was your biggest takeaway overall?
You know, again, it's a challenge. You know, in that fourth game, you know, your backups get a lot of time. You know, and I think guys made cases for themselves and, you know, made it harder on us, which I think is a good thing.
John, you had Dicer in Denver. Mm-hmm. What
do
you like about him?
You know, I thought he was a sharp young player. I mean, he didn't get a lot of play time there when I was there. But he's a guy that we think's got command of the offense. He knows it a little bit. Adam Gase is pretty familiar with him as well. You know, we got him in there a little bit, and we'll have to evaluate that, you know, by Saturday.
How do you evaluate Willie Young's progress in the last 4 or 5 weeks? He, you know, he said at the beginning of the camp he really didn't know a lot about outside linebacker.
You know, there's probably more crossover there than what people think, and I think that's why they've adapted pretty well, whether you're talking about Jared Allen or Willie. And again, the game's played probably 70% of the snaps in nickel anyways, so it's really a four down front. And, you know, he's an explosive guy off of what we saw from tape last year. And, you know, just getting him back confident, you know, in how that feels to push off on and to explode off of just normal transition of any player, you know, coming back from injury. And, I've been pleased with what I've seen.
When you look at him and Jared and Lamar, you know, veterans who play to end and you move them outside, is it one of the successes of the preseason that they seem comfortable?
You know, like I've said all along, they've worked hard. You know, they've done everything we've asked. They've, you know, managed themselves pretty well throughout. And so, you know, now we get to start the real race, and we're looking forward to it.
Are you pleased with the overall progress from the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're out there for, to make progress and get better. So we get to measure that in about 10 days.
Does shutout mean anything to the guys? Is that anything?
Yeah, I think, you know, football's football. They keep score for a reason.
John, do you have any updates on Alshon Jeffrey?
Same thing I've been saying for a long time. You know, I think, you know, from a competitive standpoint, we're going to probably say about as little as we can just because we don't really want to help our opponent. So I think, you know, I think understanding that's important for everybody.